approved today, so our next item of business is public comment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time when we invite you to come and share 3 minutes worth of whatever it is you would like to tell us, provided that it is related to something that we actually do, and that it is not about any specific application that has either been in front of us, will be in front of us, or is in front of us. So with that being said, who would like to go first? Come on up, sir. Well, okay.
Good morning. I guess it's afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John Chirtea, C-H-I-R-T-E-A.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Do I need to repeat that? No. My name is John Chirtea. I reside at 29633 Eagles Crest Road, which is part of Hudson Fields, the Eagle Crest Aerodrome Airport. And this morning I was reading through, and you'll hear about this more from Mr. King, who will speak after me, about a meeting we had with Mr. Whitehouse and with Mr. the other folks in the Planning and Zoning Commission and staff. And as I was reading his minutes, I heard a siren, and a helicopter landed at the airport, and a fire engine came into the airport, police came into the airport, and I, of course, being a nosy kind of guy like I am, I went there to see what it was about. Well, it was a helicopter landing to pick up a young man who had been injured seriously in a motorcycle accident, and he was taking him up to Christiana. And Christiana LifeNet has an agreement with Hudson Fields to land their helicopters there whenever they have a problem. So I thought, what could be more timely than for me to come and try to talk to you and make a point to you about the importance of Eagle Crest Aerodrome in the health and safety and welfare of Sussex County. It's not a typical little private airport. It's not a public airport. It is a private airport, but as a private airport, it has, plays an important part. You all have heard, some of you have heard from us before about the importance of Eagle Crest Aerodrome in the community, and we think it'll become more so. So I did give to Mr. Whitehouse a couple pictures that I took of the helicopter there, loading the young man into the helicopter. And it's simply that, the health and safety of this community and the importance of Eagle Crest Aerodrome and Hudson Fields that it plays in allowing these helicopters to come there when it's a life-saving event. So I thank you for the time to come and make a few comments to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the future. Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
I know a little bit about a ride in a helicopter from a motorcycle accident.
Yes, you do.
1 year ago last Sunday.
Wow. Yikes. Okay, who's next?
Do we push the button to talk, or oh no, I guess we don't need to. I can hear it myself.
So the mic's on. Looks like the mic's on.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jeff King. I address you as a concerned citizen, homeowner at Eagle Crest Airport. Over the past year, John Curtillo, who's behind me, our HOA president, Julie Hudson of Hudson's Fields, and I have actively engaged with planning and zoning, emphasizing the crucial nature of health and safety issues associated with aviation in the county. Our recent meeting with Mr. Michael Lowry and Mr. Jamie Whitehouse on May 28 was insightful. Delaware Code, Chapter 68, Section 6802, which guides planning and zoning, underscores the importance of health, safety, and overall welfare of land use and transportation decisions. This isn't merely about legalities, but concerns the well-being of Sussex County current and future residents. However, a recent staff review and correspondence document I found was troubling in that it didn't reflect the core concerns we raised, especially pertaining to health and safety. Considering the potential risk to residents located under flight paths, bringing noise levels that could surpass OSHA standards, and presenting undeniable safety hazards, it's imperative to consider accommodations and ensure residents are informed who live near airports. This was fully explored during a meeting with Mr. Lowry and Mr. Whitehouse.
Just real quick, sir. So we have an application pending, as you know, I think, that's going to be heard at our next meeting.
Can you stop my clock, please?
Yeah.
Just go ahead. I'll take care of
you. So it's important for everybody to keep in mind that public comment on the agenda, as Mr. Wheatley explained, can be used for general statements, but not be things that are directed towards applications that are pending, which that one you're speaking of, and the meeting that you referenced with Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Lowry was about. So I'm going to ask you if you can keep your statements to not anything specific to an application. If you want to stay specific to the airport, that's fine. But if you're talking about meetings and staff reviews of pending applications, we're not going to have that during this public comment.
May I briefly have 10 seconds to address that? I've been, if you look, check the record, I've been involved with aviation issues well before any current issues. And we were very careful to make sure there were no issues on the table when I talked to Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Lowry. But point made.
As I hope you can appreciate, we don't want to jeopardize any of the records.
No, of course not. This is health and safety. This is not anything specific. It's overall. Moreover, runway protection zones warrant significant attention. These zones prioritize the safety of both ground residents and pilots. Clear zones for potential emergency landings are essential. We take pride in aviation's commendable safety record. Foresight and planning are vital for its preservation. As the county already requires developers to institute open space, careful placement of these zones can be a win-win for all. On a more personal level, it's noteworthy that in May 2018, Sussex County recognized Hudson Fields and Eagle Crest Airport as a legal non-conforming use. This, coupled with Delaware's Code Section 6802, places a profound responsibility on the county, something the FAA also recognizes too. I urge the P&Z committee to generally consider and act upon the aviation community's concerns. Embedding health and safety criteria in the decision-making process is crucial. Collaboration between the community, developers, and the county, along with implementing measures like noise notifications, is key to crafting solutions that benefit all parties involved, reduce future political conflict, and stand the test of time with communities near airports. Can I trust going forward from the state that attention to health and safety matters, as required under Delaware Code, will be a priority for P&Z, and we can stop kicking the can down the road? Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay.
Hello. My name is Judy Rose Seibert. I reside in Lewis. I thought I had 7 copies of this to hand to you guys, but I only have 6, so I'll let you decide who gets them. I have a concern. There's a portion of the Delaware Code, specifically Title IX, Chapter 69, Subchapter 2, Quality of Life Act, in Section 6961, that states if the planning agency makes recommendations that are, this is on page 2 and I've underlined it for you, under B, if the planning agency makes recommendations that are in conflict with the information supplied by state and local agencies or local school districts, that it must explain its reasons for doing so in writing. And I know in the PLUS reviews, the Office of State Planning repeatedly states that the state does not support new development activities and suburban development in investment level 4. And actually, in some cases, the Office of State Planning even recommended that requested that all buildings be removed from the level 4 land in that application. I know that since about 2018, that over 3,000 lots have been approved in subdivisions that are entirely in level 4 land. There's another 1,000 applications for another 1,000 lots pending. Also, DENREC repeatedly advises against development in applications with mature trees, especially when those trees are within contiguous forest areas because of the value of contiguous forest. So I just wanted to draw your attention to this and hope that the commission will indeed provide its reasons in writing for making decisions for that are in conflict with the recommendations of all the state agencies. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else? Public comment time. One once, twice, Okay, thank you very much.